I mean, come on. Halloween. Got to have Frankenstein.
I have Frankenstein. Yes.
Here with Pat and Denise and Charlie, the Edgar Winter Group, an instrumental called Frankenstein. Don't think there's any actual official association with the monster or the movies.
But I think Boris would have jammed with this.
I think so. 7:22, your morning team on WSGW. This is Halloween, obviously. I think everyone's aware of that. And we have a challenge. If you'd like to offer it to your neighbor, Pat.
Oh. All right, let's hear it.
Who has a Halloween display that is well-known in your Alma area.
Yes.
Some guy in New York, Tony DeMatteo, I guess his name is. He's of Churchville, New York. Apparently, for the last 5 years, has been constructing massive, keyword is massive, Halloween displays on his front lawn. He's doing it for charity work, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool, but... So, for example, last year, he constructed two 50-foot-long pirate ships on his front lawn.
50-foot-long pirate ships?
Yeah.
Whoa.
This year, he has, and apparently pirate must be his theme, because this year, he has constructed an entire pirate town called Port Royal. Money raised from those who come and watch the displays and donate will go to the Dream Factory in New York, which is a volunteer organization that fulfills the dreams of children diagnosed with critical or chronic illnesses. So that's a nice...
Yes, it is.
But, of course, there's video.
So check out...
and he calls it Halloween on Ambush. So here is his video that he takes to tell you about... I guess it opened last weekend, but here you go. So this is Port Royal. This is a guy's front lawn... in Churchville, New York.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The detail that he goes into.
Yeah.
And then at night, of course, he uses a lighting display as well as shooting flames and fog. And you can see sights of the crowd that are sitting there.
Yeah, there are crowds.
Watching this.
Watching it, yeah.
Yeah.
This is phenomenal.
I mean, this is...
Wow. that's almost... I've seen Christmas displays
yes,
like that,
yes.
but I've never seen anything Halloween like that.
Not to and this with extreme.
With the flash pots and the pyrotechnics? Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that...
That's unbelievable.
That's part I can't get over. There are pyrotechnics.
I don't know what... It doesn't say what he spends. It does say that he has to start planning 8 to 10 months in advance to create his masterpieces.
I assume so.
I wonder if the city collects quite a lot of money in fees for permits for that.
Yeah,
probably have to, I can only imagine his neighbors probably.
I hope the city's working with him wherever he is.
I hope so, too.
Because he's doing it for charity.
That's phenomenal.
That's just really phenomenal. Yeah, you mentioned, I've seen Christmas displays, which there's hundreds of those on YouTube with all the... computerized.
Siberian Orchestra background music.
Yeah,
right.
Just
where maybe like the lights are sequenced with the music,
yeah,
too.
Exactly,
yep.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah,
exactly
right. So there's a challenge for your neighbor, Pat.
Yeah, I was going to say. Tell him he's got to step up his game.
As impressive as it is. And he can go to the Morning Team Show page because I'll put a link up to this video. And there's, if you want to even read more to the story, I've got a link up to a longer story than what we're talking about here. We'll put that up there, too.
Sadly for him, I know his wife would not allow him to construct a 50-foot pirate ship, so that's not going to happen.
Wow.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't say anything about his family here. You know, just if he's married and
yeah, right.
His family takes off for a month and goes somewhere else.
We'll be back on November 1st.
That's right.
Bill O'Reilly's commentary is next.